This news. Right, the mongrel mob is sitting down with victims of abuse in state care this weekend. The mongrel mob was born out of state-run institutions for teens in the 1960s. It's those institutions that are now under the spotlight for mistreating children in their care and has been the subject of the Royal Commission of Inquiry. There's a sense gang members have been reluctant to engage, something the Waikato chapter of the mongrel mob is out to change. Jimmy Ellingham has the story.
In a couple of hours, Paul Zentveld, a former patient of the child and adolescent unit at the notorious Lake Alice Psychiatric Hospital, will speak to a room full of mongrel mob members and their families. He'll tell them about his experiences there in the 1970s when he was drugged and given painful electric shocks as punishment. Mr. Zentveld's story begins a weekend hui in Raglan about trauma run by the Waikato mongrel mob kingdom in what's thought to be a New Zealand first.
Where'd these people come from, male and female? They come from the government institutions, and so they've had no support, no help, and too many have taken their own lives. Too many. Something's got to be done.
That could include getting gang members to share their stories with the Royal Commission and register for compensation and other redress, something Paul Zentveld says is important.
They have got a human right to be part of this whole abuse and care inquiry. No government's going to stop this. We're going to make a difference here. So there's thousands of them, they told me a couple of days ago.
Thousands of lives shaped by childhood abuse. Waikato Mongrel Mob Kingdom Public Relations Officer Louise Hutchinson says the hui includes workshops on topics like trauma and aggression. She says some people may not be ready to look back on past trauma, but they should be given the chance.
We just felt it was time to have the opportunity to run an event surrounding that. A lot of people still aren't really aware that the commission's on or what it is about because they're just so busy living in survival mode.
Louise Hutchinson says bringing Royal Commission staff into a setting comfortable for gang members could help break down barriers.
They need to have their voices heard, and I think with the climate of crime and violence in the nation as it is, and everyone saying pretty much it's all the gang's fault, well, the gangs have their own story to tell, and I think that needs to become just like the land wars and just like Polynesian Panthers, it needs to become part of the educational system. We need to tell the story of where this all started.
Gang expert Dr. Jared Gilbert says while some gangs or chapters grow more antisocial and criminal, others are moving in the opposite direction.
The mongrel mob Waikato, particularly in a mongrel mob sense, is in many ways breaking new ground. They're acting in ways that we really haven't seen the mongrel mob behave. This Sohui is an example of that.
He says it could be a hard task overcoming suspicion of agencies such as the Royal Commission, even though it's independent. It's sending three representatives to the hui, and head of Te Tiriti Engagement, Julia Faipoti, says their main role is to listen.
And we know that there is a pathway and a connection between abuse that occurred in state care and those that look for community within a gang setup. So it's really important for the inquiry that we are talking with and accessible to all survivors to share their experiences.
No one knows exactly what to expect, but the Waikato Mongrel Mob Kingdom says the weekend's hui won't be its last dealing with trauma and abuse in care.
It's coming up 5:45.